You know, the one thing about the internet is they can find out just about anything, how popular things are, and they have now discovered the most popular recipe in the history of the internet. It's a pretty generic lasagna, actually. A 43-year-old from Dallas posted his mom's lasagna recipe on the website allrecipes.com back in 2001. And it's been the most popular recipe ever since. In fact, at least 12 million people have viewed that recipe in the past 5 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of people looking for a lasagna recipe. This one just has sweet Italian sausage, ground beef, and ricotta cheese. And, of course, your lasagna sounds pretty good, actually.
It does sound pretty delicious. How long does it take now for people to become a couple? Well, a new study figured it out. All based on how you communicate with technology. Study found it takes an average of 163 text messages, 70 Facebook messages, 37 emails, and 30 old-fashioned phone calls to become a couple. For people under 25, all of that happens in just 24 days. And as people get older, it takes longer, up to 2.5 months for people over 55. And the study also found people exchange 224 tweets before they become a couple. Seems high because Twitter isn't quite as popular as Facebook, but if you're both on Twitter, maybe you're going to tweet back and forth a lot.
Yeah, and then once you become Facebook official, then you're a couple.
That's the real deal, yeah.
You got to go through all that first.
And then you change your relationship status.
New study has figured out the 5 most common swear words that people are using on that FB. Here's your top 5. The S word, the F word, damn, the B word, and crap.
Crap isn't a swear word.
Yeah, that's the only one I could say out of the whole list.
All right. Friday, we got to talk about the movies opening in theaters this weekend. The Family, rated R. I really want to see this movie. Robert De Niro is hiding out from the mob, and he's living in the witness protection program with his family in a quiet little town in France. They don't stay hidden for very long, though, because he and his family revert back to their mobster ways. Michelle Pfeiffer plays his wife, and Diana Agron from Glee is one of the two kids. Tommy Lee Jones is the agent in charge of keeping them alive after the mob figures out where they are. And Insidious Chapter 2, I have no desire to see this. Not a big scary movie person.
Mm-hmm.
It's rated PG-13. In the first movie, Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne discover that their son is able to leave his body to visit the spirit world, but it's extremely dangerous. And this one picks up right after the death of somebody in the first one. Don't want to ruin anything if you haven't seen it.
Right.
Rose Byrne being questioned by the cops about whether she believes her husband is innocent of the murder. So those are the two movies that are opening in theaters this weekend.
Woman in England recently had her bicycle stolen, so she taped a note to the lamppost where she had last seen her bike that said, "Please return my bike. It is old but loved, and will be frightened without its owner." Never expected to see it again, but
well, you wouldn't.
There it was, along with a note of apology, letting her know that they did take good care of her bike, and they're sorry they're now a reformed bike thief.
So the all note because worked. Of that note.
Yeah, they brought it back and even put a note of apology themselves. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.